Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For such a transparently and politically motivated attack on Ilhan, we are getting to a level where this is an incitement of violence against progressive women of color.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh,
wow.
All right.
That's the most insulting thing after Maxine Waters and others are out saying cause a commotion and shout people down, shout members of the Trump administration down.
Get up in their face.
Yeah, get in their face when they're trying to have dinner, when they're walking down the street. But calling out somebody for saying something stupid and insensitive and offensive about one of the worst moments in the history of our country is somehow
probably
attacking women of color. Are you freaking kidding me?
So the way this story goes is Ilhan Omar makes the comments last week about how some people did something. And the point that she was trying to make was that there were some Muslims involved in what took place on 9/11 and that all Muslims shouldn't have to bear the weight of what those individuals did.
Now, she was saying that Muslims across the country had some of their civil liberties infringed on by people who were angry at all Muslims for 9/11, which
that's a valid point.
That is a real discussion to have.
That's like watching the 10 o'clock news at night and seeing, you know, three stories about violent crimes, and if they all happen to look the same, being biased and prejudiced towards anybody who looks like that, that's irresponsible. However, when you're talking about September 11th, you can never, ever say some people did something.
No, because
it's not a something.
When she said it, she acted like the reason that some people had this opinion of all Muslims was something very minimal. Was something that was such a small act that she couldn't believe people across the country, these people that did that, overreacted in such a way. The quote is something right along the lines of, you know, on September 11th, some people did something, and now all Muslims are having their civil liberties trampled on. That is such a brush off the shoulder. Oh, it's no big deal. They did this small little thing happened, and everybody freaked out.
It's inciting. What she was doing when she said that is going to incite emotion
in America. She knew what she was doing.
Exactly. And let's not pretend for a second. In the same situation where previously she had made those other comments that, off the top of my head, I don't remember what they were, but where Nancy Pelosi was like, we need to understand the weight of our words, like patting her on the head, like, oh, that's cute. You're a congresswoman. You're there. You are owning the weight of your words with every single word that you say. You have a higher expectation upon yourself, and you need to be responsible for that. Well, Dan Crenshaw, everybody's favorite congressman from Texas right now, the guy with the patch who basically did what everybody in America needed to have done when SNL trolled him. Was that before the election? I think, I think it was. What's his name?
Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson made fun of him, said he looked like a porn star or something like that. And then he responded back in a very classy but straight to the point way. And then they went on SNL together and kind of made fun of each other. And it was like, wow, this is great. Can we do more of this? Well, Dan Crenshaw says on Twitter, he tweets, first member of Congress to ever describe terrorists who killed thousands of Americans on 9/11 as, quote, some people who did something, end quote, unbelievable. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez responds to Dan Crenshaw and says, you refuse to co-sponsor the 9/11's victim Victims Compensation Fund, yet have the audacity to drum resentment towards Ilhan with completely out of context quotes. In 2018, right-wing extremists were behind almost all us U.S. Democrat or domestic terrorist killings. Why don't you do something about that? So then Crenshaw responded.
Trying to deflect the attention from Omar by attacking me, claiming that I'm not for 9/11 first responders. This is a really dishonest attack. And let me tell you how I am for 9/11 victims and 9/11 first responders. I'm the guy who went overseas to make sure this never happened again, to take the fight to the enemy that committed these attacks.
Amen. And thank you, sir. Thank you, thank you, thank you, sir.
Well said.
It's shocking to me to see how bold these representative women are and how short-sighted they are. Let's go back one more time with that stage being set and listen to what Ocasio-Cortez says, that all of the backlash against these comments regarding 9/11, that some people did something, this is what she says.
For such a transparently and politically motivated attack on Ilhan, this is, we are getting to a level where this is an incitement of violence against progressive women of color.
Shockingly, this is about an attack against progressive women of color. No, false. This is an attack on stupidity and irresponsibility. This is an attack on Ilhan Omar's inability to understand what her words are going to do on a grand scale. And no, you don't get a pass because you're a person of color or a woman. Or a progressive, or a Democrat, or a congresswoman. None of that stuff matters when you say things like that. If she wants to make a nuanced point about how Muslim Americans have been treated since 9/11, I'm pretty sure that you could probably go back after World War II and look at the way Japanese were treated in this country. And there's a lot that could have been done a lot better by the United States of America. Understood. But you cannot make a flippant comment like that, knowing that in this political climate, all we do is make flippant comments. And then the second someone goes, what did you say? Then we get outraged and offended that somebody would dare call us. And then you get to say, well, progressive women of color. Give me, no. That's not the way this works. And she knows that, but they have this pass because they think that their identity politics are going to cover them with protection. Part of the response that Ocasio-Cortez was giving there was in conjunction with the, I believe it was the New York Post, posted a picture of the Twin Towers on fire.
It was the cover of the newspaper the next day.
And she's saying that that image is going to incite emotion in people and that it was irresponsible. But yet then she goes to consequently and immediately following talk about how Omar's comments are being taken out of context and how we shouldn't be triggered by her comments. She says the New York Post thing is triggering. And she says Ilhan Omar's comments are not. And you know what the difference is there? She just gets to decide. Mm. She's the one who's got the microphone in front of her face, and she just gets to decide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.